Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Welcome back, you guys, to Poetry and Melodies with Stevie G. I'm glad to be back here for another week. I'd like to give an honor to God in allowing me to perform for you as I normally do. Put on the music that reaches your heart, I hope. And that's it. I'd just like to thank God for being there for me and being there for you and allowing this to happen. Well, I hope everybody had a wonderful week. It's been a rainy week up here, back off and on, you know. But, hey, we need to get it green outside, so God is blessing us with green. And tonight I'm going to do some smooth jazz. I don't know, I'm having problems with my phone tonight. So if you guys have any difficulties, it's my phone, not yours. But I'm going to try to put on some smooth jazz tonight. That's something I never play on the show, but I'm going to knock some smooth jazz down. So to start the show off, I'm going to hit you guys off with some smooth jazz. If you're trying to get on the show, the call-in numbers are 917-932-8881. And if you want to speak to me or talk or read a poem, you got to hit option one. If you're calling from overseas, 877-218-1183. And as usual, I appreciate who comes out and supports, and I love you guys for it. So I'm going to get on with the show, and I'm going to bring some music on, and I'm going to put on some Brian Culbertson with Love Will Never Let You Down.
Oh.
That was Brian Culbertson and Love Will Never Let You Down. And love won't if we treat it right. And by the way, before I go any further with the show, I just want to say one thing. Go Spurs. We can't have Miami going back again. I know all you Miami fans out there don't like that, but guess what? I don't care. And I'm going to keep the music playing with a little Earl Clue and Heartstrings. That was Earl Clue with Heartstrings. And if you need to call into the show and want to get on the line with Stevie G, you have to dial 917-932-8881 and hit option 1. And if you're calling from overseas, of course, there's a different number. That's 877-218-1183. And right now, we got to pay some bills. So we're going to go right to the bill-paying commercial. Yes, we do have.
Are you trying to get pregnant? Need to feel confident about treatments ahead? Need to save money, time, and heartache? Are you willing to follow 4 proven modules to be strong, gain knowledge, overcome obstacles, and gain freedom from worry? Contact Hold Your Hand Fertility Coaching and reserve your spot today. www.holdyourhandfertilitycoach.com.
Okay, bill's been paid. That was quick, right? Hey, she gets it out the way. I'm going to get back to the music. Of course, I got to get my music on tonight. It's smooth jazz night tonight. I've never done smooth jazz. I've always played oldies. But you know what? I love all music. So guess what? I'm going to play a little something by Huge Groove called Yes.
Favorite plate.
that was Hughes Groove with Yes, Yes, Yes. Complicated Passions is in the room. Soft Kisses 63 is in the room. Hey, thank you for coming out, you guys. Always support, love you. But I'm going to keep the music rolling right along with some Night Drive by Norman Brown. Norman Brown. Ooh, that does get you in the mood for a nice road trip. I agree with you, Soft Kisses. A nice road trip is exactly what I need to go somewhere and meet up with my future wife and go off into the sunset somewhere. Sounds like fantasy, but it's actually reality. It could happen. Anyway, I'm going to keep the music going. Let me check and see if I got anybody trying to get on the lines. Nobody's trying to get on yet. They're on there, but they're nervous. So I'm going to keep the music going. Play a little Kanye Doss, So Fly. She may take a second. Yes, I mean that. I may take a flight to love and never come back. So you never know. Kanye Doss is going to be coming up in a second. I don't know why this is showing me something else here. Hold on 1 second. Don't go anywhere. I'll put something else on in the meantime. Well, we're having technical difficulties again, but it's all right because I can talk my way through this one. How about some Quincy Jones, Moody's Move for Love, until Kanye Doss gets her act together? Okay, Quincy, don't do me like Kanye did. Here's Quincy Jones with Moody's Move for Love.
Thank you.
That was Quincy Jones with Moody's Move for Love. Well, I do normally old school music, but, you know, that's old school, just up to date a little bit, you know, something. It's still old school. But I'd like to welcome some people into the chat room. Arthur Nicole Brown, I haven't heard that name in a long time. Welcome, sweetheart. Welcome. I'm glad you made it out to Poetry and Melodies with Stevie G. And I like to give out the call in numbers because I want some people to get up on the lines and read some poetry. The call in number is 917-932-8881. And for overseas, it's 877-218-1183. And if you want to get online with Stevie G, just hit option one so you can get on and do what you do. Okay? And I do have a caller on the line, and I'm going to pull that caller in right now. Caller from the 225, you're on the line with Stevie G. Who this be?
Hi, this is Love Me Do, also known as Arthur Nicole Brown.
Love Me Do, I remember you. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
What you been doing with yourself, girl? You been keeping up your poetry?
Yes, I'm getting back into the groove of things.
Well, you know, I'm on here every Wednesday night. I'm glad to have you come on and share whatever you want to share. We do music and poetry, so, hey, they all fit.
Okay.
You gonna do something for me tonight?
Yes.
Okay.
I have a piece that's kind of new. It's called Love Song.
Love Song?
Love Song.
Okay. Y'all, this is Arthur Nicole S. Brown with Love Song. Go ahead, baby, do you.
Up all night, constantly singing a love song. I loved you hard, you did me wrong. Called the other day, yes you did. Acting like a lovesick kid. Up all night, we used to be together, constantly creating love songs. Now I'm up all night, all alone, constantly singing that love song. I constantly wonder if you're up all night too. I hope alone and not with someone new. Lost love that keeps lurking back is all this song has to say. And I know although we are not close, it's your heart it speaks to. Tonight I'll be up all night, singing with my voice right. And no matter where you are or who you with, in your heart you will hear it. And that's that piece.
All right, girl, that was sweet. I like that piece. Love Song, y'all, by Arthur Nicole S. Brown. I'm sorry. You know, it's Love Me Do, y'all. That's easy to remember.
Uh-huh.
Love Me Do. So you make sure you get out here next week and read some poetry. Don't stop reading your poetry. Don't stop writing your poetry. It's good therapy. You know what I'm saying? If nothing else.
Yeah, it is. You're right.
It really
thank
is.
You very much.
You're
I'm
welcome.
Glad
I'm glad you
on.
Came on the show. But you know what? You don't have to go nowhere. I can put you on hold and come back if you want to listen to some music and come back and see if you want to read another one for us later on in the show. You're welcome to.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to put you on hold and I'm going to get the music back on and I will holler at you in a few minutes. All right, y'all. That was Love Me Do, also known as Arthur Nicole S. Brown. But we're going to use Love Me Do because we like Love Me Do. Anyway, I'm going to try to get my girl Kanya Doss So Fly back up on the song here if she can come up and stop acting fresh with me. She's mean. Every time I try to play her, something happens. But she's on now. Kanya Doss So Fly.
That really don't matter at all. 'Cause you are here.
Tanya Dawson, So Fly. I just wanted to say something to Love Me Do. Love Me Do, you know what? Don't stop writing, because you know what? I don't know why you write, if it's passion, if it's hobby or whatever it is, if it's for dollars or for recognition. You never know what a person writes for, but you never know what's going to become of what you write, because there's a lot of writers out here, and I'm not just talking about poetry. I'm talking about song, which is all poetry in its own sense, but I'm just saying you never know what you're going to write that's going to capture the ears of someone that could take you further than you ever believed you could go. So you should always continue to write no matter what. You know, no matter what your reasons are, you should write. If that's what you like to do, then keep writing, baby. Keep on writing. And it's really good. If those of you who know me and know me from my old show, from Poetic Energy, when I was co-hosting with Poetic E, Love Me Do used to come on every week and read, and I hope that she, you know, keeps doing that and coming back to Poetry and Melodies, because we love to have you, and we want to thank you for coming out. And I got callers on the line, so I'm going to get to my call. Well, I did have callers on the line. Something happened. Maybe they didn't have time. Well, you know, while Love Me Do was reading her poem, Love Song, I found a song by Boney James, and it's called Love Song. So just to mesh with Love Me Do's poem, here's Love Song by Boney James.
How I care for you.
James, a love song. Well, I got callers on the line, so I'm going to get to my callers. And caller from the 562, you're on the line with Poetry and Melodies. Who this be? I know who it is.
What's up, Stevie G? This is Complicated Passions from the LBC.
What's up, Complicated? How you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm getting better. You know, I've been sick for the last couple of weeks, so it just kind of like got me down, but...
Yeah, man, I know that feeling, believe me. I'm glad you're feeling better. I'm glad you're coming on here to bless the mic tonight.
Yeah, I can do that.
Oh, do
sure.
That then. Don't be it, talk about it, be about it. Go ahead and do your thing, y'all. This is Complicated Passions.
All right. I was moved by your love and my desire. Like once the desert was the sea, you set flame to fire when you expressed your wanting to be with me. I was tempted to love again. I would hunger the pleasures of your company. I need you like a watch keeps time. Like a ball needs a bat, I want to hit that. I want to caress you like chocolate on cake. Imagine that. Let me trace you like a private eye to uncover all the things you want to do. I will be that passionate surrender you come to when you want to share your heart with a love true who will understand when a woman needs a man like you do. To believe or not to believe, that is the question. She told me I can't be true. She said nobody loves like you say you do. She told me I talked a good game, so she packaged me up, categorized me as if I were a plaything, like she could get me off of a rack. I don't know where she's been shopping at. Maybe she never had a love who's had her back. So I listen to her vent. Seems as though she's been spent. Cause and effect. A casualty of integrity. It seems she doesn't know what true love means. So I guess I'll let her see. She's right. There's not another lover like me. Complicated Passions.
My goodness, that was really nice. I like that, man. I really did. I really enjoyed it. What was the name of that piece?
Well, that was two pieces that I put together. I'm working on it for my next show, which is Friday. And it's
so
When a Woman Needs a Man, and It's Not What It Used to Be.
So you put two pieces together, so you got two names for the poem or one title?
No, it's two separate poems. You know, I could do it however I wanted, but I just got me a little transitional moment when it in the poem where I could go right to the next one. But the first part I did was when a woman needs a man, and then the second part where she told me is it's not what it used to be.
Well, I like the both of them together. It sounds like a great poem to marinate with each other, and it worked really well. So. Man, I really like that.
Thank you.
You know, you usually short and sweet, but that time you put two of them together and you made a story out of that one. So I really appreciate it. Look,
exactly.
I'm going to put you on hold. I appreciate you as always, man, coming out. And I got another caller that I'm going to put on the line. And I'll get back to you if you're still here, then we can get another one out of you, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, man. Thank you. That was Complicated Passions, y'all. He came and rocked the mic. Okay. Love Me Do, you still there? Love Me Do, you still there? Well, Love Me Do still got her check on, so she's still there. She probably stepped off for a minute. In the meantime, I might as well get my poetry on. Let me see what I can find to do here. Hold on 1 second, y'all. Because I got one, but I got a little music playing behind this one because it's sexy. You know what I'm saying? It's sexy. Give me a second and I'm going to pull it up for you guys. Ooh, listen to that. The name of this poem is Divine. Look at how pretty you are, trying to hide out in the back. With all that gorgeousness going on, girl, how you gonna do that? Baby, I know it ain't easy being you. And sometimes it gets downright mean watching all these other women turn their noses up and turn envy green. But girl, I'ma give you props. It ain't your fault. You came from your mom and pops. It's their fault for having genes so strong that makes every brother that comes in contact with you want to get creative and write you love poems. Well, it's working, boo. So I kicked back, turned on some sweet music, and I started writing this for guess who? It was really easy. It didn't take a whole lot of thought process. I just closed my eyes and pictured you relishing in all that sweet, sexy gorgeousness. And you started flowing through my fingertips. Your succulent lips synchronized with your swaying hips. I've got you pictured and framed all in my mind. I even picked out a name for you. In your poem, you're called Miss Divine. So remember me, baby. My name is Mr. I Want Divine. And I'm spoiled. I usually have it my way. Miss Divine, why don't you make my day? And bring your fine self over here to me so we can walk away into our divine destiny. And that's my piece, y'all. And I'm going to let this music continue on playing. Yes, I am. This is Maurice Johnson, and Let Me Touch Your Life. Maurice Johnson, y'all. Let Me Touch Your Life. That's from the Smooth Jazz Loft. Man, I really like that song. Actually, I wrote that poem to that song. It just touched me that way. So, anyway, let me get back to my online folks. My online folks is on the line, and let me see if I can get them back in here. Caller from the 225, you still with us?
Yes.
Okay. This is my girl, Love Me Do. Love Me Do, what you going to do, baby?
I'm going to do Love Me Do.
Okay, Love Me Do, do it. Love Me Do. You got the mic, baby.
All right. I really don't believe you love me, do. I don't even trust you. Why? I'm too familiar with guys like you, especially. What do you do? The three L's. Find them, fuck them, and forget them. When will you stop? Well, when your stuff don't work no more. How will you stop? Maybe when you old, maybe when you're young, on your trick of living and dying by the gun. And on the side of fucking her, her sister, her mama, her cousin, and her best friend. Maybe when they scratch up your car, if you have one by far. Maybe when they poison your food or throw hot grease on you. Maybe never. Maybe you'll die rolling stone. Love me, do. I love you, do. You a stupid ass, too. You don't deserve me. I can't stand you. You say you love me, do. Hey, you told her you love her, do, too. You don't love us, do, from the heart. You love us for what my pussy do, her for what her ass do, or what the chick down the street mouth do, too. You's a damn fool. Pamming and jamming your tools everywhere, making us, all of us, love you, do. And you don't even love your damn self, and that shit is true. Why don't you love you, do? You don't live the life that's true. I love you, do, because the life that I live tells me that I have to. I don't like you, though. Maybe I love and like you do when you live the life that's true. You say you love me, do. You told her that, too, and her too. Dude, the Beatles said what you say, and you say you are OG. You're a punk with no spunk and running over jewels to treasure junk. I believe you love me, do, if and only if you live the life that's true. How will I know it? Well, I will pray on it, because there are more than many hypocrites, more than half than a little bit. On straight up acting a fool, not following the golden rule. That's really all I have to say on it. I love you, dude, because the true life dictates to it. I like you, don't, because you don't live a true life. You out there loving on every woman, dude, messing up somebody's mother, aunt, daughter, wife, cousin, or significant other. Love God, the right one, dude, and he'll help you find the right one to love, do right. So one of the first steps of to loving me, do, is to live the life that's true. Love God, do, first. Then you will only love the one he gave you. You'll love her, do. You love me, do. Get right, and I believe you, too. And that's that piece.
You harboring some anxieties about that dude, ain't you? Woo! Love me, do. Love me, dude. That's something, girl. What'd he do to you, girl? But look, I got another call on the line. I'm going to put you on hold, okay? Put some more music on afterwards. All right. Thanks for coming out and doing your thing, girl. And make sure you don't be a stranger.
Okay.
Okay? All right. That okay. Was Love Me Do, y'all, with her poem called Love Me Do. Now I'm going to put Mr. Complicated Passions back on. You there, Complicated? Complicated must have took a break. All right, Complicated.
No.
There he is. Hold on a minute. All right, Complicated. You got on right after I was getting ready to put you back on hold. You going to do another one for me?
Yeah, let me bring him up right quick, and I'll jump right into that. I was had myself on mute. So
okay, in the meantime, while you're getting your thing up, let me get the call-in numbers. Call-in numbers is 917-932-8881. If you want to get on the air with Stevie G, you got to hit option 1. And if you call from overseas, 877-218-1183. And if you want to get on the air with me, you got to hit option 1. Complicated, if you're ready, just roll right into it, baby.
You tempted me with a smile. And I said, I do. I would cherish my life with you. To be the moments of your desire, I'll become that fire. When you hunger, I want to make love to you like we were married yesterday so that we can get it in. I made that commitment to always be more than a friend. There's no need to test me. I'm going to do everything I said. To be a king, I need you as my queen so that when your dreams come, you will know we are the real thing. You see, I have become the moments of my own hunger to find love without to get me. Had my heart on the line, she had me on death row. At least that's what I was told. My friends say I'm henpicked. She has my nose wide open. You know what I'm talking about. They don't know her like I do. You see, I'm the passion, and this is the way my love will be. When she wins, that means I can never lose. You just got to understand the rules, the I and me. You see, they don't know. She never says no. Complicated Passions.
All right. Complicated. What was the name of that piece?
The first one was The Real Thing, and the one after that was The I and Me.
Okay. You just over there combinating, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Complicated Passions is putting poems together. Okay?
Yeah. You know.
Gotta get in.
Indeed.
Well, anyway, y'all, that was Complicated Passions. Anybody else want to get on the line with all these callers on the line? You don't have to get on and read poetry. You can get on and say hello. All you got to do is hit option one if you want to get on. Complicated, I'm going to put you on hold and get back to some music.
All right. Thank you.
All right, brother. Thanks for coming out as usual. You always come out and bless the mic. Anyway, you know, I got callers on the line. Like I said, you can come on and sing a song or tell a joke. I don't care what you do if you want to get online, but that's on you. But right now, I'm going to get back to some music, and I said this was jazz night, but guess what? I'm an old school person at heart. I can't help it. I'm going to put on some Teddy with You're My Latest and My Greatest, because I love this song.
As lovely as you.
That's Teddy Pettigrass, y'all. You're my latest, my greatest inspiration. And I'm going to keep my music going. And I'm going to put on some Love Comes Easy by Maja. She may take a minute to come up because she's slow, like, you know, half the female population. You know, y'all got to get your makeup on and all that stuff. So it takes you a minute. But once you get there, you bring it. You really bring it. But Maja's slow, you know. I can see her right now looking through the screen on my computer. She's putting on her makeup. She's getting ready to perform for you guys. Just give her a second. She's getting ready. Here she comes. Here she comes. This is Maja. Love Comes Easy. was Love Comes Easy by Maja. That's a beautiful song. And you know what? She got a beautiful voice, and I like a lot of her songs. You know, if you want to hear some of her songs, if you're not familiar with her, you can always go on YouTube if you have an account on YouTube and go to Stevie's Jazz Cafe. That's my playlist, and you, if you can pull that up, it's a ton of her songs on there. Anyway, I want to give a shout-out to the chat room. Thank you guys for coming out as usual. Love Me Do, I'm so glad that you came out tonight. I haven't talked to you in so long and heard you read your poetry. And being that Maja said love comes easy, I want to read a poem that I just wrote. It's called Easy. My morning starts with thoughts of you. Easy. Because everything about you is pleasing. You can't do no wrong. Easy. My feelings for you are just that strong. My day is filled with constant reminders of your lovely smile. Easy. With those dimples deep as a mile. Love the sweet perfume you wear. Easy. Like the softness of your hair. Love when you caress my skin. Easy. Recognize the special thoughts I keep within. Make sure you are happy and secure. Easy. Keep you laughing, never being a bore. Caress and hold you tight. Easy. As you are my soul's delight. If all I have to do is love you, then my life would be as easy as 1, 2. Forget 3. Loving you is beyond easy. And that's my piece. And I know I said this is smooth jazz night, but you know me. I got to have my old school come up in there and front everything up. I really do. And I want to get some callers on the line because I see a couple of people with their hands up before I get into the next song. I don't want to leave none of my guests out because I want you coming back and reading or saying hello or reading, telling a joke or singing a song, whatever you do. So without further ado, caller from the 513, you're on the line with Stevie G. Who is this and who made this beat?
Yeah, this is Romeo D. Natty.
What's up, Romeo D. Natty? How you doing, bro?
Maintaining, man, maintaining. Up here at this open mic, had to step out and check the show out for a minute. How you feeling?
Well, I'm glad you came out. You know you're always welcome. You're always welcome. You going to read something for us tonight, bro?
Yeah, I'm going to do something real quick, real short.
All right, do your thing. Do it as long as you need to do it. We got another 10 minutes. All right?
Okay. All right. This piece is
Romeo Donati, y'all. What's the title?
Where You Are.
Where You Are, Romeo Donati. Do your thing, bro.
I ask that you lend me your ear so I can touch your mind, feel your heart, and enter to your soul with my thoughts. I want to be where you are. If it's just to smell your intoxicating aroma, I have a glimpse of your lovely shadow trailing behind you. Even your golden footsteps will be like musical harmony to my ears and heart. To have the chance to taste your sweet presence will fulfill me to the point of overflowing. But what I relish the most is to hold you so comfortably in my arms as you fall into a relaxing dream. And I, playing the part of your handsome prince, waking you with a gentle kiss by whispering to your soul, I want to forever be where you are. That's my thoughts.
All right. That was beautiful, man.
Appreciate that, DJ.
I thought you was going to put some heat up on it, like some X-rated stuff.
Nah. I do some real short quick, get back into the open mic.
Hey, man, I appreciate you coming out. We on here every Wednesday night, man. Don't be a stranger. I wish I could get all the people that used to come on the show with me and Poetic E to get them to come out and start reading again, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
It's hard to get people to come out and listen to you, man, you know? That's why
right.
I kind of like wanted to mix it up with music, you know, so it wouldn't become boring. But, hey, guess what?
Right, yeah, you be grooving. Next week, throw it on my wall so I can remind them and other people to see it up there.
Okay. Well, I always
okay, let me get back.
Romeo Donati on Facebook?
Yeah, yeah, Romeo Donati. Yep.
Okay, I'll make sure I put it up there.
N-A-T-I. That.
Okay, all right. Romeo, you the man. I appreciate you coming out.
Oh, no doubt.
Appreciate you, man. You're always welcome to come out here and do your thing. You know I miss you guys, man.
Likewise.
Somebody in the room said love Romeo's piece, so you know you got to come out and make the ladies happy again. Come on.
I'm trying to. I got you.
All right, bro. I'm going to put you on hold, man, and go put my music back.
All right.
All right, man. Thanks again. That was Romeo Donati, y'all, and where you at, or where, something like that, but he did his thing, man. Anyway, I got to put some more music on because music is the key, and I'm going to put some old school on to take this night out because, you know what, matter of fact, I'm going to put some jazz on, but I'm going to close my eyes and click a song, whatever we get, that's what we get. It's called Potluck Jazz. How about that? Music. I'm sorry for the people who love jazz, and I love jazz too, but I like my 70s. My 70s music, you know, the old groups with the falsettos, the tenors, I love those those guys and girls, and I'm going to play something from the old school, even if it kills me. You know what? That wasn't the plan. So hold on a minute. I did not want to hear Johnny Mathis sing Too Much, Too Little, and Too Late with I'll Play Something Else by her, but not that one. Here's my girl Denise Williams and Silly. Thank you to all the people who came out and shared their time with me tonight. I was able to play some music that I hope everybody enjoyed, and I had some good poets come out and read good poetry, and I'm so appreciative of you guys coming out. Please don't be strangers and come back out again next week so we can do it all over again. Have a blessed week, and God be with you. I love you. Thank you. show is over. Y'all have a wonderful rest of the week and a fabulous weekend, and hope to see you out next week. God bless. Bye-bye.